for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. My name is Nia Roy. I am a clinical hypnotherapist, graphologist, and yoga teacher here at Illuminations. And just like always, we are back with another episode and a speaker. But this time, we have a speaker who's already been on the show before. Her name is Miss Nirja Handa. Miss Nirja is a hypnotherapist and holistic trainer. She has over 15 years of experience in this field. And the topic for today is all about her new program, which is called Mind Shift Emotive Reprogramming Technique, Rewiring Your Brain for Happiness. So in this episode, we will be discovering the revolutionary technique called the Mind Shift Emotive Reprogramming, how to rewire your brain for happiness, where neuroscience meets positive psychology. So join us as we explore this groundbreaking technique to break free from negativity, reduce stress, and cultivate lasting happiness by harnessing the power of your own mind. So just to add to this intro, I'm sure we've all have faced issues in our lives, such as stress, relationship issues, and so on and so forth. But whenever we are in a position in our life where we don't really know how to get help, probably the first person that comes to our mind is either, let's say, a psychologist. Let's go to a psychologist, or let's go to a psychiatrist. But a lot of the times, we are not aware of the different kinds of modalities, therapies, and healers we could actually seek help from. So on that note, I would love to introduce and invite Ms. Nirja to the show again. Thank you, Ms. Nirja, for coming back and joining us again. It's such a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you so much, Nia. Thanks for the time.
So we, like I said before, a lot of the times when the listeners or in our personal lives, when we are faced with issues, going to a psychologist is the first thing that comes to our mind, because that's what we all know about, and that because of the awareness that we have, or limited awareness that we have. Could you give us more insight on this in terms of, apart from a psychologist, who else can we turn to, and what's your insight on that?
Nia, in short, most of our issues come in our life because of our mind. It's basically the mind which gets us into, even into our physical or economical or relationship issues, right? Now, mind has two parts, conscious mind and subconscious mind.
Yeah.
Conscious mind is 8 to 10%. Rest of the 90, 92% is our subconscious mind.
Yeah.
When you go and seek help through your conscious mind, you go to a psychologist.
Right.
So we do, when we go to a psychologist, a lot of things work for us. A lot of things are fixed also in our life. But then 8 to 10%.
Yeah.
The bigger part, that is your subconscious mind, is still interfering. So when you go and get your problems solved and sorted from a hypnotherapist, from a subconscious mind, that's when you go to a hypnotherapist. Since this is a bigger, larger part, the problem goes away forever. The patterns do not return to you.
Right. So is this why a lot of the times when we, there are people who go to a psychologist and they say, yeah, but this didn't work for me. You know, I've been to sessions, but it doesn't work. So would this be an indication that you need to work with your subconscious mind?
Yes, Nia, because the core issue of our problems are always in our subconscious mind. So that's the only place where you have to go and you can heal it. You cannot heal it with conscious mind.
So where does mind shift emotive reprogramming therapy, which you have now introduced, come into play here?
So let me explain you first how we reach there and what we do.
Yes, please.
Right? So we all are what our perceptions are. Okay? So my identity, my behavior, my reaction, my responses, my reactions, my emotions, all are the byproduct, result of my perceptions. Now, mind operates the thoughts. The thoughts are judged based on our these perceptions. Mm-hmm. And these perceptions are the one that add charges to our thoughts. And we call these charges as emotions.
Mm.
These emotions can be heavy, they can be light. Mm. If they are light, very good.
Yeah.
That's how our life is joyful. But if they are heavy, then that's when we need to go and see a therapist. Because heavy emotions do not let us do our day-to-day work.
Mm.
Right? So this is what exactly MER does. MER is mind shift emotive reprogramming. Whatever is your perception, that needs to be reprogrammed.
Mm-hmm.
So in short, if you see what is MER, it is it's a very potent therapeutic modality, and it seamlessly blends subconscious mind reprogramming with a very transformative shift in your perception.
Right.
So it offers a very profound approach to our emotional healing, because when your subconscious mind moves, the issue where the problem is, that's where we reach and we heal that issue.
Yeah.
The pattern goes away.
Yeah.
So perception is reprogrammed.
Right.
The moment perception is reprogrammed, your
emotions
are also, transformed. So this is how we work with this.
So this is where a psychologist can seem a little bit limited, because they are not aware. Oh, maybe not aware is not the right way to say it. Perhaps they don't train or they don't work with that nature of the mind, which is the part that's 6,000 times stronger, right?
Yes, Nia, because in our psychology, we do talk about hypnotherapy. We do talk about subconscious mind. We teach them Erikson and we teach them subconscious mind. We teach them Freud, but then that is it. We just introduce it. We do not teach the therapeutic modalities that can be done.
So could you give us a little bit of insight on how does a session with MER, mind shift emotive reprogramming technique, what would a session look like when you are working with the subconscious mind compared to a session with a conscious mind?
See, we all know that human being is actually a concoction of physical body, energy body, your aura, your thoughts, emotions, causal body, astral body, and soul.
Right.
That is what makes us a complete human being.
It's not just about the physical.
No, not only about mind. It is not only about physical body.
Yeah.
All these subtle bodies make us do what we do. They make us behave the way we behave. Each one of them is responsible. So with MER, what we do is we work, reprogram all the above subtle bodies.
Mm.
And that will bring the lasting shift.
Right.
That is a difference in working only with subconscious mind or only with the conscious mind.
Mm.
There's a difference in MER. So we work with your chakras, we work with your aura, we work with your soul. Every single modality is used.
Right. And when you say work, is done through conversations? Are we talking about this? Because this is what happens when you go to a psychologist. We sit and we discuss feelings, thoughts, and so on. Is that what happens in an MER session?
No. On the contrary, in a psychology sessions, when you go, mostly the psychologist is explaining, teaching, giving knowledge to the client.
Mm.
Client is generally listening.
Right. Okay. I did not know that. Okay.
Here in MER, client is talking.
Mm.
We as therapists are listening. Our only job is to facilitate the client to reach to its own core issues. Client will find its own core issue. Client will heal itself. Client will get the wisdom.
Yeah.
So it is more client-oriented technique.
Because if the problem is created within you, the solution as well.
Within you.
And so as a therapist, you have no place to tell the client what is right and wrong per se. They need to find their own solution. And this is where you would guide them.
Yeah. You know, Nia, sometimes we have two clients in the same day. To one client, I am trying to tell her the wisdom for that client is, she finds out is that fear is a very negative emotion.
Yeah.
It's just not needed.
Yeah.
We can live with courage. But next session, another client comes and for them, the wisdom is courage is good, but little fear is also very important. Because they are so daredevil that they, you know, these games that were coming, Blue Whale and all these things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I have a client like that, I have to explain them.
Yeah.
No, fear is important for your survival.
Yeah.
So the wisdom are absolutely opposite from client to client.
Yeah, hence why there's no one pill that, you know, works for all.
No same pill for everyone. Not at all. In fact, it can be opposites also.
Yeah. So in these years, these past 15 years of working with different kinds of people, and I am sure, you know, you must have had your fair share of experiences as well. What would you say is your forte when it comes to the work that you do and the people that you work with?
So in the beginning, it was more like bouquet system where different type of people will come. And I would work with all of them, a lot of experience I would gain. So for example, if a teenager comes, his way of thinking, young, small little child, his way of thinking, when a mother is there, when the father is there, a brother, sister. So I got that idea for so many years. But I have now realized that basically it is a relationship between a man and a woman, which is the core of all the issues.
That's such a strong statement to make.
Because relationship between a man and a woman creates a family.
Mm.
And it can make it a dysfunctional family or it can make it a functional family.
Absolutely.
And functional and functional families will decide how will be the child of that family.
Yeah.
And this child is going to become an adult tomorrow.
Yeah.
A part of the society. So if he is from a dysfunctional family, he will become a dysfunctional adult.
Yeah.
So I feel if a relationship between a man and woman can be healed and that can be strong on a very holistic way.
Yeah.
Then I personally feel family systems will always be functional and we will not have clients who will come to us for therapies when they grow up.
So, and I want to touch base on what you just said. So when you say when it can be strong in a holistic way, what does that mean?
So through the mind, that is conscious mind, because conscious mind is what your environment is. It has to be healed. Your subconscious mind, because unless that is healed, your environment cannot be healed.
Mm.
And then I definitely believe a lot on soul-wise also.
Right.
On that level also, it should be healed. So conscious level, subconscious level, soul level, it should be healed. That's holistic.
So could you share some, perhaps a story, either a client or a personal story that supports the statement for you?
So I'll just take an example. Say as a family is there where a father is alcoholic, right? His general reactions, if you tell him not to drink, he say, I earn money. It's my money. I can do what I want to do with it. Right? Sure, you can do what you want to do with it. Sure, it's your money. But don't forget, as a man, you have to bring money home for your children and your wife. Supposing you have a good support system for the money, but with alcohol, your complete control on yourself goes away, which can be effective to your wife. She can be in pain. It can be emotionally effective to the child also. Mm. The man is drinking, but wife is suffering, child is suffering. This child is going to grow up to become a dysfunctional child. He will become the identified patient. He is the one who will be brought to us. If the child is a child, if he's small and he's in school, he's a brat, teachers will just label them. Oh, this child is hyperactive, he's a brat, he cannot sit in teamwork and things like that. Right? So now this child will be the identified patient for us. And he will be brought to us. But he's the effect. He's not the cause. So it is important to have good relationships. Also, you know what? In the past few years, I have worked a lot in corporate industries. In corporate world, I have seen if the relationship of a man and woman at home is good, that man's production is double in the office.
That's amazing.
So when I go to these corporates and they say, please teach our people how to do the teamwork, how to do this, how to support each other, not to have jealousy. I first tell them, please let me work on their relationships at home. If they are at peace at home, they are definitely going to give you good results at production in the office.
So how does MER work when it comes to help, like dealing with relationships? Like how does MER work in that case?
See, as I was telling you, it is all about our perceptions, how we behave. Mm-hmm. So between husband and wife, if there is a particular behavior, definitely there is a core issue behind it. It can be their insecurities.
Mm.
It can be their lack of attention that, you know, they had as a child.
Yeah.
Say if a child is 2 years old and the second child is born, for 2 year old child, he's still a child. He still needs his mother attention. Mm. So he feels all of a sudden all the attention is gone to my mother, another person, another child. And he will lose on those attention from the mother. He will stop trusting mother. And that mistrust is going to affect rest of his life. And then he will not trust the wife also.
Mm.
Or he will not trust his boss also. Right? So the core of any of our behavior is generally in our childhood.
Yeah.
In MER, the first thing we do is we heal that child who is the reason for all these insecurities, all these problems.
Mm.
When that changes, the perception changes, the reaction, the behavior changes.
So could you shed a little bit more light when you say heal that child? Like, for example, like these are things that have happened in the past.
Yeah.
So when you say heal that child, what exactly do you mean?
When I say heal the child, we all know, Nia, one thing very clearly by now, I do not have to promote it anymore, that all the issues of ours, the seed is always in the past, never in the present.
Mm.
In present, I'm okay. I'm an adult. I exactly know how to behave with you.
Mm.
I exactly know how I have to give respect to you to get the respect back. I know it. But sometimes you will say something and something will trigger in me and I will react in a very much way which I should not be doing.
Mm.
Right? Now, who is behaving this way is the child in you. So maybe you said something which my mother also said to me as a child.
Mm.
Now that gave me the pain at that time. The moment you said the pain will come up, trigger. Mm. These are called triggers.
Mm.
The pain will trigger and I will react according to that pain. Maybe you have not said anything wrong. Maybe everything is correct, but that child in me who is in pain will suddenly take over the adult.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Children are children. They should be at the back seat.
Mm.
They should not be on the driving seat. If we allow the child in us to take the driving seat, our behavior will be childlike.
Mm.
Our reactions will be childlike.
Mm.
In the present, I'm an adult, and only an adult should take the control of your body.
Mm.
So these children, when they take it, these children need to be healed. We need to work with these kids.
So would healing mean that the triggers are no longer there?
Exactly. The perception is changed. See, perception can be changed sometimes with conversations, or even counselors can do it.
Yeah.
You know, for example, if you are upset with your mother and I tell you, look, what are you upset about her? She's done so much for you. I will just count all the good things she has done for you, and you will agree. Consciously, you will agree. Yeah, my mother has done all the good things for me. But still, the moment you will look at your mother, something will trigger and you will start yelling at her. Even a simple sentence, if she says, can you drive the car a little slow? Mom, you please go and sit at the back. What is your problem? You don't let me do anything. Knowing that she is not wrong, consciously, subconsciously, you will react.
Mm.
Who is reacting?
It's a child.
It's a child. So when we heal this child, the behavior and attitude and reactions of yours with your mother will change.
Mm.
The emotions will change.
So at a physiological level, what exactly happens? Because you're working with the mind. How does that then change the physical reaction in the body?
See, I was just telling you, we have so many subtle bodies.
Yeah.
Right? So we have a physical body. Next to it is our aura. Next to it is our emotions. Then thoughts.
Yeah.
Thoughts has its own perceptions.
Yeah.
So because of a thought and perceptions, a particular emotion is a particular emotion triggers.
Yeah.
Right? Next to it is my aura. Mm-hmm. This emotion will affect my aura, because these are all energy bodies. It is like water ripples.
Mm.
One will touch the other will touch the first one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So my emotions energy body, when it is disturbed, will disturb my auric body also.
Right.
Because it's next to the emotions. And next to the auric body is my
physical body. Right.
So the moment auric body is disturbed, and whichever part of the aura is weak, that part of the physical body will be affected.
And this is how physical
issues
are
come because of the
manifested.
Mind. Yes.
Wow.
That's how we reach from mind, thought, perception, emotion, aura, body.
Wow. So this is what you mean by MER being all-rounded approach. Hence why you work with the auric body, the chakras, at soul level, because you are tackling all these subtle bodies.
Exactly.
Right.
All of these are energy bodies. So in the MER, all the energy bodies that can create a particular emotion in me is healed, which is also your astral and causal body. You work even on the soul level.
So after you heal this, what is a common byproduct or the impact that you see in clients as healing happens?
Well, simple thing is, heavy emotions converts into a lighter emotion. Life is joyful.
As simple as that.
As simple as that.
So it's a recipe for living a happier, healthier life, really.
Exactly, Nia. Nia, healing is very, very easy. Very easy. The shift that comes in our life is very easy. Because of our perceptions, we complicate it. Life is easy. Definitely.
And it's like you said, it's the heaviness of the emotions
Yes.
That make it feel like it's hard. It's,
you know, supposing somebody loses a some very close person in life, and they're mourning the death of somebody.
Mm.
Okay. They have lost him. The emotion is at the heart and mind level. But have you seen those people cannot even get up on their own?
Mm.
They cannot move. Look at the way they sit when they're in depressions.
Mm.
Or when you are mourning. Or when you're very sad. You need somebody to help you to even pick you up. And make you walk. You have to support the person to walk who is mourning so much.
Mm. Yeah.
So it is all about emotions and mind. But still physical body is affected.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So just heal mind. Just heal emotions. Physically, you're going to do very well. No doubt about it.
And you say a key to that is also by healing your relationships in life.
I personally feel, Nia, maximum stress comes due to the relationships between two partners. Maximum stress. And that is my experience of 15 years. So this is one is place which is my forte, and this is where I work maximum now.
Yeah.
And I do not know why and how, but universe is sending me such clients maximum. I'm really attracting relationship issues like anything.
Yeah. So before we end the show, Ms. Neerja, any last words for our listeners about MER, about how you can help and where they can find you?
So first thing that I would want to tell all my listeners over here at the moment is that please understand, when we work with relationships, it does not mean that the relationship has to work in such a way that you stay together.
Because this is a misconception that a lot of people have, right?
Yes.
Like a healthy relationship is where you live together for the rest of your life.
No, it is not. So it is not that all people who come to me for relationship counseling, they are going to live together happily ever after. No, it is not like that. Whether they live together, they decide to live together, or they decide to separate, that is not the issue. Point is, if you decide to live together, do it happily without any heavy emotions in it.
Mm.
If you decide to separate, it is absolutely okay. We are nobody to judge. I will not go out of the way to make sure that you stay together, but I'll make it very sure. Even your separation has no heavy energies in it, no heavy emotions involved. You move out of each other amicably with respect to each other.
Yeah.
Instead of making it so dirty that kids are poisoned for the rest of their life. Because these kids are going to have relationship again when they grow up.
Yeah.
So I don't want them to have any problem. I would rather heal their parents' relationship.
Thank you, Ms. Neerja. And to all our listeners who are tuning in with us, this is Mindshift Emotive Reprogramming Therapy for you. This is all about rewiring your brain for happiness and better relationships. So if this is something that you are curious about, then please get in touch, book a session with Ms. Neerja. She is here at Illuminations. And we will be back with another episode and another speaker. Until then, take care and live life.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.